Etta James at the 225, about a length and a half. Valak Secret Blaze Midterm. Karzoff runs on from Savvy Oak. Still Etta James at the 125, about two lengths. Secret Blaze trying to pick it up with also Midterm. Etta James going well, and it's Etta James. Etta James has won it. Fred Kersley has won it.
So Fred Kersley delivered one of the greatest salutes of all time, and he started our conversation, started basically when we asked our listeners, what's your favourite sporting celebration on a sporting field? And Young Junior joins us here on RSN Central. Good afternoon to you, Fred.
Afternoon, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Any regrets, or did you thoroughly enjoy that moment when you saluted?
Look, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's been something that when I started off, you obviously watch all the big jockeys do stuff like that and celebrate, and I've never really been in the position to be able to let loose and let my excitement out, but on Saturday I was, and no, I don't regret it one bit.
Etta James was about 100 to 1 in the end, around that anyway. I think 70 to 1 with fixed odds with tab.com.au by the time they jumped. Did she surprise you, or were you expecting a performance like that?
Look, Matt and I, we were expecting a good performance by her. Her and Future Score had worked up nicely together during the week. And I suppose when Future Score won, like he did a couple of races earlier, my confidence grew from then on in. It was quite sharp work for him. And I thought the only thing that will get us beat is if it's not a true staying test. And that we got. So it worked out lovely.
What about your success rate? It's since arriving here from Perth, you came over here to be an apprentice to Lindsay Park, and then you moved to Matt Kamani. Can you explain the decision for that, Fred?
Well, look, it was a very tough decision. Obviously, being in such a good stable as Hayes's, it was very hard to leave. But it'd come a point in my career where I'd lost my country claim, and having Hayes as being such a big controlling stable. It limited me in a couple ways of not being able to do any work for outside trainers and to be able to build relationships. So the rides in the country area started to become very, very, very few and thin in between. And it got to a point where I thought, well, I really have to try do something different now. And at the time, there was Hayes was using a fair few different apprentices around the place, and I thought my manager and I come upon Matt, and we thought that would be a good stable to try to team up with, as he's a young trainer going places. And look, it certainly paid dividends for me.
What's it like working for Matt Kamani? And obviously, as you just pointed out, he's one of the younger trainers in the game at the moment, but he hails from a famous family, the Kamanis. Of course, Luke has had so much success over there in England, based at Newmarket. So what's he taught you, and is it easy for a young apprentice, especially coming from a different state, to learn from a younger trainer?
Yeah, it is. It's certainly Matt's, I've got utmost respect for Matt. He's very sound, he's a good fella, and he's very easygoing. So in that respect, he's very relatable, because he's obviously quite young as a trainer. And, I mean, he's been training for as long as I've been riding. So it's between us, we've been in the game for, say, 3.5, 4 years now. So it's very new to both of us. But he's good to work with. He's a horseman. The horses come first at his place. And the only annoying thing is they take quite some time to work, just because he likes to gallop them a couple of times up the hill at Ballarat. But look, he's very good to work for.
Well, hopefully, about time someone makes you earn your money, Fred. you hail from a famous family. We all know that the Hall of Fame of the great Fred Kersley is your grandfather, and Kelly Kersley, your mother, was the first female driver to win a Miracle Mile. I guess in the early stages when you came across, you had a big reputation over in the West. Was the temptation for you to head back to Western Australia, where you knew that you would get several opportunities, especially in town?
Yeah, look, I suppose when I started off in Perth, I had a lot of support, and I was able to get off to a good roll. And in my first year of riding, I think I made quite an impact in a short time, which really set me up for when I did want to come over here. But it was quite early on that Pop said, look, if you're serious about this, that's, you've got to go away. So at that point he said that, I was a little bit unsure and apprehensive. But since I've got to Melbourne, there's obviously been some tough months of not getting a winner here and there. But look, at the end of the day, being a jockey, I think you're quite silly to leave Melbourne. It's where the racing is, and arguably it is the best racing in Australia here. So, yeah, look, I haven't thought about going home.
Has Damien Lane been a great mentor to you? I know that you're really close with Damien, and he's had a similar story in a way when he came to Perth, and he did it, came from WA, did it tough for the early part, and we all know how far he's kicked on now. Does he give you advice?
Yeah, Frosty, he's a tough man to talk to, old Frosty. Sometimes he's in them cranky moods that he can be known for. But
I'm glad I'm not the only one then, Junior.
No, it's we all cop it, no matter how close you are to him. But look, he doesn't say much and he doesn't let much go, Frosty. But when you're at the races and you might have done something wrong or you're unsure, he'll always come up to you and just say to you on the quiet and on the side, what you should have done or what you could do next time. And for that, it's great support. And not only that support from him, he's a great mate and a great bloke to be around.
Yeah, he does.
But when he is in them good moods, I mean.
Yeah, no, he's got a wonderful heart, Frosty. Yeah, and I think he's been good for you, Freddie, especially when you come across from WA to have someone there that knows where you're from, and obviously you WA boys stick together. What's your goal? What's your dreams, Freddie? What do you want to achieve in this game?
Given my last name, I suppose I've got a little bit to live up to. And
does that put pressure on you, Freddie?
Early days, I carried a little bit of a burden on my shoulders. Mum kept telling me she's a Group 1 winner and all this and that. But look, my main goal is just to be able to establish myself as a genuine city class rider in Melbourne. And that, I think, since 2 years I've been here, I've been really working towards. And I think it's starting to happen and starting to pay off. But I think if I can just establish myself as a city class rider in Melbourne, then bigger and greater opportunities will come. And obviously, Group 1 would be lovely.
Well, Fred, congratulations there on Saturday. Job well done. And I'm sure there's plenty more big wins in store for you. I think your strike rate's pretty good at the moment, around that 14%. So keep on kicking those goals and job well done.
Beautiful. Did
they pay for your fine?
Yes. Okay. The lovely owner in Terry Reid, he sorted that out for me, which is great.
You would have spent about all of that at Nobu, I would imagine, on Saturday night.
Please, Fred and Judy are coming over next week, so I'll wait till they get here.
Thanks for that, Junior. Thanks. Well done. There's Fred Kersley Jr. He's a good young man.